Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The series isn't over, but the certainty that it was going to end well is gone. I got to be honest, all I could think about last night was this is Houston Sports Fan 101, and I've let myself get suckered in to something I said that I wouldn't do anymore. I feel like I'm Charlie Brown about to kick a football. Lucy is telling me, it's going to be different this time, Charlie. And then I go to kick the football and she's just going to pull it out right from under me. And I don't need this. What if Deshaun Watson, what if he's RG3? 2012 was his rookie year. 5 years later, he doesn't have a job. Mind you, he does play in Houston, Texas.
RG3 was a good passer, but he was also a guy that once that knee got hurt and he lost his speed, he was a lot less elusive in the pocket. He wasn't able to move around as well. And I think that hurt him a lot. Watson is a better passer. Even if he loses some of that mobility, he's not a speed guy the way RG3 was.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show as well at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, including our good friends who join us now on SportsMap 94.1, missed a lot of baseball, missed a little football there. Kind of all over the place. Good stuff, though, as we get you ready for Game 7. All available at podcastarena.com. RJ Bell, confirmed by most trusted source, perfect World Series, let it ride better, not expected to bet Game 7, walking away with his winnings.
You know my theory?
Yes.
You're supposed to say no, even though we talked about it during the break.
No, I want to hear your theory.
Oh, I said, do you know my theory?
Oh, I thought you said, do you want to hear my theory?
No.
Because I've already heard your theory, but
I know,
okay.
But this was like, this is why we never talk between breaks, and I just ruined it.
Right,
because now look at us with this awkward interchange.
Yeah, it's terrible, and we got a whole new station listening now.
Great.
It's an embarrassment to God and everybody.
My thought is he wanted to bet the Dodgers, and the value is not good on betting the Dodgers tonight, because it's not.
Yeah, it's way down. Jared asked, what are the odds Josh Gordon actually plays this season? Do you think he'll have any fantasy value? I think somebody will pick him up, but I think it depends on where he winds up.
Cleveland still owns his rights.
Yeah.
I picked him up in the two leagues that I've been hoarding David Johnson because he's your first pick. You hold on to the guy and maybe he'll be back. And then basically Bruce Arians said, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
So I dropped him and picked up Josh Gordon. At least that way there's more of a percentage chance that he'll play than David Johnson, I guess, if I'm going to have one roster spot taken up by somebody who's not likely to do anything. I was thinking about this. It's such a harsh reality that tonight we're obviously going to either be really happy or really bummed out by the result of this series. And that's sort of, the same thing goes for everybody who's in LA cheering for the Dodgers, whatever. Yeah. But think about it. Both those teams, every one of those 50 dudes in that clubhouse, in those clubhouses, think that they deserve this and they've earned this. Both of them won over 100 games. They both had to feel confident coming in that they were the best team, and one of them's wrong, and they're going to have their souls crushed tonight.
You like stuff like that.
I kind of do like that. Like, that's part of what makes sports awesome to me, especially stuff like this. Like,
you're an evil man. You really are.
I am.
You just want to see souls crushed.
I mean, I
kind of like that too.
I mean, that's just, it's part of what we...
I kind of hope it's LA's soul being crushed.
Right, but isn't that part of why we watch sports?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is why we watch sports.
I love it.
Let's blast through some phone calls real quick because we've got Beth coming up next. Martin. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on.
Hey, now.
Oh, it's sports.
Go. Sports.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. I just want to let you know I'm actually a truck driver. I'm currently right now in Wisconsin, and I listen to you guys through the ESPN app. And today I decided to see what the LA people had to say, the LA ESPN station had to say. Man, you want to talk about fanboys, man? That's they're crazy, man. They're right. The Dodgers real hard. And I just want to say, I just want to appreciate how you guys, talk about you know, sports and say how it is. You know, I think we were, the city of Houston is real lucky to have a, have you guys talk about sports. And also, what are the odds that there will be three home runs in the first two innings of this this game? I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff there. Yeah, I mean, I said this, you know, a few months ago. This is the first time I felt like I'm sort of a fan of a Houston sports team because, like, I'm letting myself become emotionally invested in them winning, which I never do anymore. But I do feel like we can still give a fairly unbiased view about what things are going on. You know, and I've had to tell people a couple times, like, I know everybody thinks that Joe Buck is pro-Dodger, anti-Astro. He's just doing his job. And he's excited that there's going to be a Game 7. And I'm sure he's hoping for excitement tonight. And when home runs get hit, he should be excited. Everybody's got to stop with the world's against us attitude.
Well, if you don't like him, you can listen right here on the station. Just turn
that's true.
Turn that TV down and listen on the station. That's what we always say.
What was his question at the end?
I don't remember.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. There's a lot of stress.
It's been a long week. And yeah. I'm honestly, man, I'm really looking forward to not having to deal with this anymore. Scott, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Good evening, gents. How are you?
We're doing sports.
Well, yes, you are. Hey, well, congratulations, AJ, on repping Houston and the show, national radio, this week and through the series. But I got to respond with, what were the odds that the Astros were going to come back in Game 2? What were the odds the Astros were going to come back in Game 5? I know it's tough to do, my friend, but you got to have faith. I mean, this is a special team. We didn't lose our faith when the Rockets were down against the Knicks. So just keep your head up, boys, and go Astros.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Game 2 and Game 5 both seemed like they were done deals, and Astros found a way to claw back. That's one thing I like about this team is they're not quitting. And they don't lack in confidence, but, you know, there's also a lot of people who thought the Rockets were going to come back in their last game against the Spurs last year, and James Harden apparently didn't get that memo. So hopefully that's not the case.
Martin's question is, what are the odds that three home runs will be scored in the first two innings of tonight's game?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. I'm gonna go with no. I think you're going to see Darvish pitch a lot better tonight, and I think McCullers will keep him down in the first couple innings. Is that Nate? Let's try Nate. What's up,
hey,
Nate?
Guys.
Hey, sports Nate.
Hey, what are the odds that the Astros score more runs tonight than the Houston Texans have for wins for all season?
I'll go 30%. Something tells me this isn't going to be an 8-run.
No,
type of,
and I think we're looking at 8 as the number for the Texans.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right, let's try Bo. What's up, Bo?
Bo Cephas.
Hey, AJ, what's going on, man?
Sports.
You going to watch the Astros tonight?
I will watch the Astros tonight.
Well, I just want to say, go Astros and go Red Raiders. Woo!
Okay.
I guess we're getting drunk already today.
I think so. The drinking has started early.
Yeah, that's okay.
I like how he specifically said, hey, AJ, and that woo was for you, basically.
Yeah. I guess so.
Hey, if that's what it takes for the Astros to win,
yeah.
Will I be watching the game tonight?
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, you should have cut that call off as soon as he asked that question.
Well, here's the truth. I didn't get to watch the game until like the fourth inning last night, and I had to rewatch it this morning. Because of traffic. Traffic was so abysmal yesterday getting home.
Yeah, for some reason it wasn't as bad for me. I only missed the first half inning.
That's nice. Yeah, I got home. It was 1-0 when I got home. So I missed all of the positive Astros play.
Yeah. Larry. Wrap it up with him. What's up?
Hey, guys. I have a prediction on the big game tonight.
Okay.
I think Western Michigan will handle Central Michigan. Oh, no, really, seriously. I don't know if Las Vegas puts an over-under on number of pitching changes, but I would bet the over. I'm predicting at least 10 pitching changes and the game to go at least 3.5 hours. And I don't expect either manager to keep his starter in the fifth inning.
I don't know. I don't think either one of these teams are really looking forward to getting to their bullpens, but you might be right. I mean, 10 pitching changes or 10 different pitchers being used, that'd be about par for the course.
I'll still take the under there. I think that's a pretty high number.
But last night was a pretty well-pitched game, and how many did you get last night?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, that's just sort of the way the series goes now, or the way the World Series, it really the playoffs are now. If you're not seeing a lot of these. You saw Verlander had the one game early in the playoffs where he said, you know what, I'm going all the way, and he went all the way. But last night was a 3-1 ball game with 9 pitchers.
Yeah.
Which is, you don't see that in the regular season. By the way, I was actually I was happy for Francisco Liriano that he was able to get into a game, because this is his first World Series, and that dude's been around for a long time and was on his way to becoming like he could have been so great if he wouldn't have blown his arm out, and for him to have lasted as long as he has since then, and had he made the World Series and not even gotten to get into a game, I would have felt bad for that dude. So I was happy to see him, even though it was just one batter. But one battery struck him out,
and that's what they brought him in for.
And yeah, so I was worried they weren't going to when they left Gregerson in to face Seager. I was like, oh really? You're not even going to bring in the lefty for this? But they brought him in to face Bellinger, and he got him. So I was happy for Francisco Liriano. I know he's not like,
and he hasn't been very good.
No, he's not very good anymore, and he's not been very good since the trade. But for him, because he made the roster, I was glad that he got a chance to pitch in the World Series, because that's a dude who's been around for a long time. I think he deserved that chance.
He was hitting 95, 96.
I was surprised at that. But, yeah, he was getting it up there. He's very well rested.
Yeah,
I'm guessing they told him this is the one batter that you're going to face, and then he gave it all.
Yeah, but chance, which is surprising because he's literally their only lefty. I mean, they don't have any. There's nobody else in that bullpen they can call on and be like, hey, we need to get a lefty out here.
Harris is pretty good against lefties, but he's not a lefty, obviously. But
yeah, I thought that was a weird deal, but I was glad to see him get in last night, even though like you said, he hadn't been very good as an Astro, but he did his job last night. All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. I love Window World. You should love Window World, too, because they're the best. People love the best. They provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price. And those windows are made here in America. And they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. My favorite thing about Window World, though, is when they come out to your house and they give you that estimate, the free in-home estimate, they come out, they tell you, hey, this is what it's going to take us to do. This is how long it's going to take us. And they leave you that piece of paper. And then they just pack up their stuff and leave. And they're not going to call you back the next day and say, hey, what do you think of that estimate? Where are we at with this thing? They're just going to leave you alone. And if you decide that you like what's written down on that piece of paper, then you can call them and they'll say, yeah, man, we'll gladly come out and give you these awesome windows. They provide a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. They're going to reduce your energy bills. Eventually, they're going to pay for themselves. Window World of Houston, 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back. And
oh, my.
Beth is here real quickly, though.
Oh, my.
Big Poppy has picked the Astros, so
it's over.
No, it's never over.
No, it'll never be over after tonight.
Okay, well, after tonight, and then we're all going to be winners and happy. Yeah.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How so?
Because it just...
It's meant to be.
Because it's meant to be. Okay, you want to know really seriously? So my mother used to be a huge, huge, huge Astros fan. From the time we moved here in 1972, she would literally walk the dogs at night and carry her radio with her to listen to all the games and stuff. So she was still here on Earth when we were in the last World Series. But now she's passed, and I'm pretty convinced that she's going to help the Astros tonight.
The problem is, I promise you, there's someone with a dead mom in L.A. who believes the same thing.
And they can believe it. And I don't know, but I'm just telling you. This is what I feel. I don't know why, but I think it's gonna work. And then I think everybody's gonna be happy. And
can you point to where you feel it?
All over. Oh, I like those all over feelings. I know, but really, it's a weird thing. But I really did have this weird thought that she's just up there in something, and it's just too exciting.
There's been good games. Right? I will say, win or lose, it's been a fun World Series. I mean, I would like to see them win, but it has been fun no matter what.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And do you know, again, we've talked about the testosterone level, right, for fans and stuff. It is amazing what happens when your team is doing well and what happens to our stress levels when our team, you know, your team loses and stuff.
Now, as you can see, my beard is filled with gray hairs.
Yeah.
I blame it on the Astros.
That's it. Do you know people are more likely to have heart attacks? Like 300 to 400% or something, because it's that fight or flight.
It's a big night for you, Fred.
I've thought that was going to happen just from all the work I've been having to do on it.
Yeah, well, that's not helping.
Fred's falling
apart.
He's a mess.
Yeah, I am. I'm not going to make it.
You need somebody to do something really nice and romantic. Is your wife home yet?
No. God, no.
Oh.
Does it have to be her?
No, the good news is you can, for a small fee, you can find some total stranger to do it.
Ask for a hall pass.
Yes.
I stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
Okay, well, it's a pretty good stress reliever, I'm just saying. But
you were disappointed to see that our bear was no longer tied up. Someone has released him from your bondage.
Right. Last weekend, I had Giada, who is a Shibari master, on Love and Laughter with Beth. It was amazing. He's so talented. I swear he does a performance with tying people up and suspending them from the ceiling that is way better than you can see at Cirque du Soleil or anything. Way sexier. It's magnificent. So yeah,
did you guys
tied
do
up
that
Bangy.
With the bear? Was he
yeah,
tied
so
up
he
from
yeah,
the ceiling?
Bangy, no, he wasn't tied from the ceiling because there are no hard points. But he was all tied and he had this
I know
purple
where
silk
one.
Rope. Oh, really? That's good to know. Because I'm going to have him back, and we'll have to do a live
show. I need Jong to be dressed up as a woman again for me to get to that hard point.
Well, Jong...
That was a big deal for me yesterday.
Wait, Jong dressed as a woman?
Oh, yeah.
I missed it. How did I not dress you?
Yeah, Jong...
How come you weren't wearing panties from the shop?
Well, I don't think he was wearing panties. Jong, were you wearing panties yesterday, or did you go with regular man underwear?
No,
under your dress?
I had shorts and a tank under.
Oh, because I have such really cute panties that could have been perfect
no,
for you.
I had a specific costume. I was 11.
Yeah, he was a young girl, so he couldn't wear too sexy of panties because it would be inappropriate.
Oh, I have some little knickers, white knickers with lace going across.
You can't say that word. It's 2017.
Knickers. I can say it. I love that word.
Oh.
Okay. What did you think I said?
I don't know. I was just letting you know it's 2017.
I like the word knickers. It's so
all right, cool. All right.
Yeah. And, we have little schoolgirl outfits and stuff, too. That's a really common fantasy, right?
Rollers oh, yes.
And, yeah, bent
with
over
perverts
the desk
everywhere.
And, yes.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Boys and girls alike, right? Yes, it's amazing. So
what is?
I'm sorry that I missed that.
Did, Fred, did you find out what Katie was for Halloween?
No, I didn't.
Oh no, I hope she wasn't something sexy.
No, I'm sure she wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, those kids start to. It's kind of funny. But
what's going on your show this week?
We're talking about BDSM. BDSM in real life. People who, I've got a male dominant who's coming on who is engaged to a woman, and they are their relationship is completely a BDSM kink dominant submissive relationship.
Like all the time?
24/7, right.
Yes. Oh, I don't like that.
And why don't you like it?
It seems a little hardcore. Like, it's one thing to have it in the bedroom if that's what you're into, but like, you go grocery shopping together and it's like, now you reach up and get those crackers off the shelf. Put them in the basket, stupid.
Okay, like, see, that's the thing. I love that because that's the first thing. I actually, like, I have had to explain to so many people that being a dominant does not mean that you are a jerk. What you just described, that's just a jerk.
No, that's a dominant.
No.
Oh, yes.
That's a jerk. No. Being dominant doesn't mean that you are disrespectful. If you think of a CEO of a company, right? They get to be the boss and 24/7. They're the boss in the company and people work for them.
That's like Fred.
Right. Okay. But Fred is not a jerk to the people that work for him.
That's debatable.
Okay. Well, not all the time or they wouldn't still work for him, right, Fred? Actually, and they say really nice things.
They need a job. People need a job. A hoe gotta eat.
There are other jobs. There are other boyfriends, other girlfriends. Yes. Other dominants. But no. So we're going to talk about what's the difference really between a BDSM relationship and a traditional kind of relationship.
Okay.
And what it is in real life. None of this just pretend stuff. None of that. Okay, what's a jerk versus, because they're jerky dominants, just like they're jerky.
All right.
Religious people and jerky lawyers. I was a lawyer, whatever. You know, you just, so that's okay. But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Right. And BDSM doesn't even have to be pain. People always think that it's pain, but it can just be about control and power. People have power exchanges and stuff without even having sex sometimes. So it can be
what?
A non-sexual. Yeah. Non-sexual
kind of
relationship.
I'm against that too, by the way.
I know, but you like...
It should always be sex at the end of it.
But that's what I say. When you talk about these boxers and they go out there and they beat each other, they punch each other, needlessly and bloody themselves
needlessly,
up.
Needlessly? That's their job.
Because there's no sex involved.
That's
their
jobs is to beat each other up.
I know, but I don't know.
Like, if we just had... Like, Fred and I do a good show and it's like, well... We did our show for the day. We've got to have sex. Otherwise, it was all for naught. No, we get paid for it. That was our job.
Well, that's okay. So, I'm just saying that we all have our different ideas about what's okay and what's not and what the rewards should be.
Fair enough.
And so, BDSM can be, different too. And there's still a lot. There's so much love in BDSM. It's really actually kind of amazing.
I guess we'll make the announcement now.
Yes!
That... We're going to be back at Darling Way next week.
Yes.
No, not next week.
Two weeks.
November 16th.
Okay, there you
go. Yes. November 16th.
I'll be dead by then.
No, don't die.
From the heart attack.
Yeah.
It's happening tonight, more than likely.
Fred, you help me out so much.
High
you
probability.
You always kick my butt and you tell me to wake up earlier and exercise and be more structured. If you're not here, who's going to do that? You can't die on me.
AJ.
I don't do that. I don't wake
AJ
up early.
AJ can't tell me that. He just tells me to eat more barbecue.
I stay up late getting drunk, and then I show up to the gym at around 11. And
yeah, at least you go to the gym. I'm not big into that. So don't die. But are y'all excited? I'm really excited to have y'all back at the shop.
We're really excited as well.
Oh, good.
I'm going to wear my lucky underwear to the shop.
I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to pick up some more of those while I'm there.
That's awesome.
I might too. I wanted those... Dia de los Muertos ones. Have those?
Yes.
Okay,
they're
that's probably
so
what I'll
popular.
Get then.
They're so cute, and they're purple, of course. And
yeah, that'll look good on
they're
me.
They're really nice. Oh, do y'all want to do the show in your underwear?
No.
No.
Under no circumstances.
A bad idea.
That would be so fun.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
You know, those things, they cover up way more than any bathing suit.
I know, but I've let
anyway,
myself
so.
Go. It's,
no,
it's a bad
you're so
look.
Hot. No, you're so hot.
No.
All right, well, so you want to know, I have one little idea. I haven't even told John. Hopefully it doesn't kill me. But so you know what I think would be fun for that day? Would be if we did a best of pillow talk segments.
What do you mean?
Because we've had some fun on this little segment that we've been doing now for almost a year together. And I was thinking if we went through and picked out some of the funniest ones, you know, the ones where people almost crashed their car because AJ was wearing a vibrating ring.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I have no recollection of any of this.
No recollection. And I was just thinking, wouldn't it be fun to put those together so we could relive those memories?
Yeah, you definitely have to talk to Jong about that. That sounds like work.
Yeah.
It sounds like work to me.
Okay, well, even if we don't pull them all together, I might just have to make a list and have to remind you guys about them.
All right.
It's been pretty special being with y'all. And I like it. And I'm so glad it's brought us some of the coolest people at Darling Way. And in fact, one guy who came for his anniversary last week, and they'd been flooded. They lost their house from Harvey and everything. And he already had like a big
gift. Why does everyone have the saddest stories today?
Well, this was a good story. And he came to us to kind of get a gift that would be like special and romantic and make his wife actually really, really feel better. And we put together this whole package and it was awesome. And he left with a smile and I just love it. And that's because we do this show together, that people come into Darling Way. And makes me happy. Thank you.
Marky asked, this couple you're having on, is that like the movie Secretary?
Oh, wasn't that a hot movie?
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
No.
I haven't either.
You never saw, oh my gosh, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Oh, that was hot.
Fred loves Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I hate her with a passion.
She almost ruined
The Dark Knight.
Fred would rather have sex with Jake Gyllenhaal than Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Wow. I think he's pretty hot, too.
In a wig, of course.
Yeah.
Well, or, yeah.
Anything. Yeah.
Or hot, bald.
But yes.
or in drag.
But to answer his question, yes. So
her question.
Her question, I'm sorry. Yes, BDSM was at the core of that Secretary movie. And it was really interesting because the woman, Maggie Gyllenhaal's character, didn't really know that she was, quote, kinky. And kinky's kind of the slang word for people who enjoy that sort of play. And she found out how much she enjoyed it and stuff. So, yeah. But he bordered, by the way, on being a jerk. So let's just be clear that in real life...
Who played the guy?
Wasn't it Kevin Spacey?
I have no idea.
It was one of those...
James Spader.
James Spader. I was going to say one of those names and something like it. I get them confused. But
Kevin Spacey has his own issues.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he does have his own issues. Sorry, James Spader.
James Spader, Maggie Gyllenhaal. So,
but this is more like...
Nobody else I've heard of.
So this is willingness to participate on both parts. And this guy is a former... my guest on Saturday. He's been in the military. He's an accountant. He's smart. He's interesting. His fiance is adorable. They look like just the cutest couple. She's a professional too. They live this great life. They just have this relationship where he's in charge and she knows it and she likes it, right? That's the difference. And she's in charge of all sorts of things in her world outside their marriage. But within it, then he gets to kind of control it. So it's going to be interesting. And then we'll follow up at some point and have a female submissive talk about it too. Cause you know that I like, so yeah. Oh, and then we're going to talk also about, sensual spankings at the end of that segment, because that's just a way. There's so many people, whether they think they're, you know, into BDSM or not, there's so many people who would like to either give or receive spankings, or frankly, some people who like to be on both ends of that. So
Jong is he loves to be spanked.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Teresa's a spanker.
I'm happy if it works, because there's so many nerve endings down there, and really it's just sensation, and somehow getting spanked. There's this whole power thing. There's the mental dynamic. And then it's just turning all of the nerves and all of the receptors, getting them ready for whatever else comes next. So it's a great warm-up. And you can do it to whatever level of impact you want. So it can be really sensual and fun and flirty. Or it can be really serious and impactful, like a deep tissue massage.
Tell people where the shop is.
The shop is Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And yeah, come see me. Come say hi. Tell me you know these guys. Tell me your favorite Fred and AJ story, because I love it. I've only been listening to y'all for a year, so I like the past stories. Things that I missed out on.
You got in the game late.
I know. I'm so sad, but hopefully I'll be here for a long time to come with y'all. That's my
favorite. Like I said, I'll be dead in 2 weeks. So.
No, you won't.
You probably will.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We'll move on.
No.
Yeah. We'll find someone else that'll do just fine.
Yeah, the show will be fine.
The show will be fine. I will miss you personally, Fred. No. You can't leave me. No.
Nobody's going to miss me.
No. Oh, should we have poor pity Fred party?
No. No one feels bad for him.
In fact, people are going to celebrate, and I'm glad. You're supposed to celebrate when someone you don't like dies. It works that way.
I want to have a pre-dead party. I don't want to have a funeral. I want a pre-dead party. I want everybody I really like and love to get together beforehand and laugh, and I want to be there.
Yeah, I already had that. It was called my 50th birthday party. So.
Oh, no, I want that. It's so many more. I hate being left out, you know? I don't want to be left out of my own funeral. That would just stink. Mm. Yeah, so I have to do it when I'm there, and then that's it. Then the fun has to stop.
Well, you know what? We'll if you die, we'll stuff you.
Really? And I can sit on the couch with Bangy the Sex Bear?
No, but we'll have a party, and we'll have you stuffed at the party and dressed in purple and having some device in your hand. That's what we'll do.
See, Fred, that might be one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. That shows exactly how much you, like, you know me, and God, that's the best thing ever. I want to remember that moment. I love you, Fred. You're awesome.
All right. Don't we have a live read here?
Yes, I do. And listen, November is Movember. I've grown some really awful mustaches for Movember. I'm not doing it this year. I don't know why. Mostly because I'm honestly too tired to grow a horrible mustache lately. But it raises a lot of money for prostate cancer, testicular cancer. It's a good, also a good time to get your general wellness check at Man Centers. If you've noticed any kind of issues with maybe when you're peeing, like if it's taking you too long to get started, or you've got a weak stream, or you're still dribbling when you're done, or you're getting up a lot of times at night to use the restroom, well, the doctors at Man Centers can identify what's going on with you and identify the right way to treat it. The medical staff at Man Centers, these guys are experts in male urology. Women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. And guess what? Because they're so great, they've extended their offer through November. Free full male wellness checkups to all new patients. That's over $150 in value. Now there's no excuse. Set up your free male wellness checkup now at any of the three locations. Houston at I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off 288, and in Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment. Man Centers, better lives start here.
You throw your meat on and...
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I guess it's, since we have death next, kind of time for your final prediction here, Mr. Hoffman.
Oh, no.
You did nail game one to the run.
To the run.
I missed game two by one run.
Did you really?
I think I said 6-3 and it was 5-3.
Okay.
Or not. Yeah, was it game? No, no game, game three. Two. Game yeah, three. Okay. I got that one right.
Game two was like, I don't know how anybody could have.
That one I wasn't.
If you predicted
on.
Game two or game five, a master.
What was game two? Like 9-7?
7-2.
Game two.
No, 7-6.
Yeah. 7-6?
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to go 5-3 Dodgers tonight.
I'm going to go 6-3 Dodgers.
Okay. Jong?
I'll go the other way. I'll go 5-3 Astros.
You're a good man.
You are. Give the people some hope.
Man, I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
I think we're going to see good Lance McCullers for 5 innings, and then I think we're going to see Keuchel for maybe 1 or 2, and then we're going to get into that iffy bullpen, and I think they give up a couple of runs.
What about Sir Charles Morton? Will we see him?
I think Charlie Morton has been pitching very, very well the last couple of games. So I think he might actually be a good person to close it out.
Who's the MVP?
George Springer.
That's if the Astros win, I believe it's George Springer.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
If the Dodgers win, I think it's Jock Peterson.
Probably so.
I mean, that dude's hitting like .350 in the World Series with 3 homers. He's just balling.
He's probably got another one in him tonight.
He might. Well, I hope we're wrong, Fred.
I do too. I want to be wrong in the worst way, but
like it just, you know, my son is a big Astros fan. For him to get to see it would be really cool. It'd probably spoil him because he'll think that it just happens that all the time. But I would like to see. I'd like to see it happen.
I've never seen it in my lifetime. So
no, I don't. You know what? I don't think anyone alive today has seen it.
No. So. It would be great. I think it'd be great for the city. And like I said, we got a lot of cool stuff planned. But as it stands, I'm not confident. But
yeah,
at least the bright side is I'll make a few $100 if the Dodgers win. I'm more than happy to lose that money.
You're happy to donate if that's what it boils down to.
Yeah. But oh well. 713-780-ESPN.
One of Josh's interns posted something for on Instagram for Game 7. Had Lance McCullers on the right. Wasn't Yu Darvish on the left. Guess who it was?
Who?
Maeda.
Oh, that's so racist.
I was like, oh, no, that's racist.
Our people did that?
Yeah.
Son of a, come on, man.
Yeah, we took it down.
We're those guys now.
Interesting question. Oh, boy.
Who's Josh's intern, Eric Trump? Like, give me a break. It wasn't Juggalo Trey, was it?
No.
No, hey, props to Juggalo Trey, who wrote his first article.
You posted it?
First NASCAR article. Yes, it's been posted.
Good. So. I'm happy for Juggalo Trey.
Like, how much did you have to edit that, or was that, like, pretty good?
He's got...
I looked at the one before I sent it to Fred, and it probably needed a little bit of work, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, there's some style things I'm going to pass on to him before next week. Damn, you know, but, yeah, not bad. I mean, it only took me about 10 minutes.
Who did it? Name his name.
Yeah, we got to shame him.
Name her name, John.
Say my name.
We need to shame those who deserve it.
Well, if it's a her, I don't want to shame her.
What? That's sexual discrimination.
Yes, it is.
I don't like it.
I'm proud. I'm proud.
I don't like it.
That's all right. I think women should be treated with respect.
I don't like that.
Women should be treated with respect. And, yeah.
Yeah, that article was pretty good by Trey. He knows his NASCAR.
Yeah, and obviously he did. He researched it really well. And
things that Trey knows, he knows. He's very knowledgeable about things that, you know, there's a lot of stuff, like, just common sense stuff that just gets way past Trey. But Trey's like a savant on some things, and NASCAR seems to be one of them.
That's right.
Apparently, I don't know if this is true. I haven't asked him, but the other interns were saying he's like a really good mechanic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he can work on cars. I can't work on cars.
That's why I know so much about Dale Jr.
Maybe so.
All right.
We'll be back and wrap this bad boy up. All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions, who, if you've got an outdoor area that's not looking its best, they can help you out with it. They can renovate that faded pool deck or grayed out patio, outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. And if you don't have anything going on in the backyard, you got a blank slate back there, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you just want a functional concrete patio, easy. You want an outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they can take care of that too. Residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009 with an A-plus rating. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online. Carved Stone Projects Photo Gallery is at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida. See Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap94.1.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a 3-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in downtown Jacksonville Riverfront, go to the football game at Everbank Field, and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5.
John gave me this. Usually he gives you these. Did we do this giveaway?
No. No.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
So you get to do it.
WWE 2K18 is now out, and you can win a WWE 2K18 for Xbox One takes you backstage, into the ring, and into the fight like never before. WWE 2K18 is bigger and better than ever. Back in the action with all new graphics engine, blurring the line between video games and reality. It's like getting hit in the face with a steel chair. Get in the action, step into the I made that part up, but it works, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Step into the ring and experience the most realistic WWE game to date. WWE 2K18 from 2K is available on all major video game platforms, rated T for teen. Get yours now. And this one is for Xbox One. Let's go with caller 10. Caller 10. Winner, hey, winner.
John, is there any way of getting one of those? Because I like those games.
Well, I'll have to check with Michelle.
Okay, that's fine. All right, let's wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday with deaths. We honor those who have passed away. And no, I'm not going to say Astros season because that'd be terrible.
Don't you put that evil on them.
I'm not. I'm not going to. All right, we start with celebrities. 2000, Steve Allen, American comedian and TV host. I'm not familiar with him. Dies of a heart attack at 78. 1993, River Phoenix. Am familiar with him. One of the few people I know named River.
Yeah.
Dead at 23 from a drug overdose.
Yes. Don't mix coke and heroin.
Not a good run.
Almost never ends well.
Here's your sports figures. 2013, Walt Bellamy, American Hall of Fame basketball player, dead at 74. 2010, Sparky Anderson, baseball manager, dead at 76. 1983, George Halas, NFL pioneer and owner of the Chicago Bears, dies of pancreatic cancer at 88. That's a pretty good run. I would take somewhere in between 76 and 80.
Yeah,
strong. I'd like 80. I'll do that.
I'm good with 75.
Okay. Animals. You maybe get a little older when you start getting on the, where you've got less time
I'm
left.
I'm tired now, Fred.
Well,
to be honest.
Right now I'm exhausted, but 2006, Apollo was a search and rescue dog who served in the canine unit of NYPD. He was ordered the Dickin Medal, the animal's equivalent of the Victoria Cross after the September 11 attacks. Okay. 1986, Paul Frees, the animation voice of Bullwinkle, dead at 66.
Are you going to do a Bullwinkle impression here?
No, I can't really do Bullwinkle. I don't even remember what Bullwinkle sounds like. I remember, you know, Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Hey, way to go, boo-boo boy.
But I don't
know. Hey, boo-boo. Yep. Manowar, 1947, many thought to be the greatest racehorse ever. Here's your best deaths, fortunately, because the rest of these, not very good. 2002, Jam Master Jay.
That's a good
American
one.
Rapper. 1999, this is a good one, Walter Payton. Dead at 45, also not a good run. And 1955, Cy Young, dead at 88.
That's a good run.
That's a hell of a run for somebody in the 50s. Okay, here's your porn stars. 2009, Larissa McComas, 38, dies from...
I've heard that name before. I don't think she was a hardcore porn actress. I think she was softcore.
Yeah.
I'm going to go drug overdose.
It says long illness.
Damn it.
I don't know what that means.
That
was pretty wide
drugs.
Open. Yeah, you could have said almost anything. We said, okay, that works. 2008, Tiffany Sloan, American model in Playboy, 35, dead from?
I'm gonna go with drug overdose.
Yes.
Again.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sorry, the last one here, I accidentally...
I know, and you just ruined the joke. Thank you, Jong. Eiderbrook, a horse who won the champion hurdle. It's like, okay, so Eiderbrook was a porn star.
You mean Brooke Eider.
Well...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. No, Eiderbrook won the champion hurdle and was runner-up in 96. I want to...
Hoof and mouth disease cause of...
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, I love how you put the dead horse in porn stars. Oh, I've got the name for the movie, Beating the Dead Horse.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm all right with that.
Oh. Have you ever seen one of those with the women and horses?
Like a donkey show?
Yeah.
No.
I have not either.
No. I went to Mexico with my boys when we were in high school, and we were all convinced we were going to go see a donkey show.
Yeah.
Real life, they're harder to find. Like, they, you know, urban legend would have you think that they're just happening at every bar in every border town in Mexico, but it's not true. And it's you can't just go around asking, hey, where's the donkey show? So,
Donde está?
Yeah, I don't
¿Cómo
know.
¿Cómo se dice donkey show en español? All right, that's going to wrap it up.
Good luck to the Astros, and I hope they get it done. I hope they get it done. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. I want to thank Beth for joining us. Beth, who thought it was a compliment that I wanted to have her stuffed and brought to her death party. Did okay today, too.
Well, out of context, wanting Beth, never mind.
Yeah. All right, let's just get the hell out of here. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.